This year, Tony Abbott took a word familiar to Australian footy fans and made it world famous.
Look, I'm going to shirt front Mr. Putin.
Tony Abbott's choice word for a confrontation has been named Australia's Word of the Year by the Australian National Dictionary Centre, based at the Australian National University. Amanda Largesson is the Centre Director.
We selected shirt front because we saw it really dominated the media this year. We're also, as the Australian National Dictionary Centre, looking for an Australian word, ideally, that has really influenced public debate, has really had prominence in the Australian social and cultural landscape. But I think shirt front stood out front and centre.
The Prime Minister had a serious point to make, that President Putin should be held accountable for Russia's reputed role in an attack on a Malaysia Airlines flight over Ukraine. Dozens of Australians were among the dead. But shirt front soon had a life of its own. The Prime Ministers of the UK and India both warmed to it.
Only last month, your Foreign Minister strode across the room towards me at a summit in Italy. I wondered for a moment whether I was heading for what I'm told we now need to call a shirt fronting.
Maybe this is Prime Minister Abbott's way of shirt-fronting you.
Amanda Largesson and her colleagues at the Australian National Dictionary Centre have come up with an official definition for this distinctive Australian verb.
Well, we're defining it at the moment as to challenge or confront a person.
Now, moving on to some of the other words that were popular during the year, another one associated with the Prime Minister or a phrase, Team Australia. What did you think about that?
Well, we thought it was an interesting use of Team Australia. It's been around in sporting contexts for a couple of decades, but Tony Abbott is obviously using it in a very particular political context, and we've seen it be picked up across the media and being referred to.
The shortlist for Word of the Year included Ned Kelly Beard. That's the full bushranger-style beard sported by many young men. Amanda Largesson says another widely discussed word in 2014 was the top knot known as the man bun.
Yes, a man bun is basically just a bun that you put in your hair and you draw your hair back at the back of your head. It's been quite popular in the last year, a number of celebrities who have been sporting this style. So we've seen the term man bun come about, we mentioned in the fashion pages, the style pages. And we've also seen the shortened form mun, which is a pretty terrible word. That's also been used, and I know some young people who use the term mun.
Mun. Amanda Largesson from the Australian National Dictionary Centre with Brendan Trembath.